From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Tea Party has its turn in the Republican-controlled House today with a vote on a plan to raise the debt ceiling. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the plan is doomed in the Senate.
The measure would demand deep budget cuts and a constitutional amendment to balance the budget in exchange for letting the federal government borrow more money. The White House calls the bill an empty political statement with unrealistic policy goals. Although House Republicans support the so-called cut, cap, and balance bill, the measure will never come up for a vote in the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. That means this debate is largely symbolic. If Congress does not raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd, the U.S. could default on its financial obligations. After almost daily meetings at the White House last week with little visible progress, there are no White House negotiating sessions scheduled for this week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The triple-digit heat gripping much of the nation's midsection is expected to linger through the week. The worst conditions blanketed a broad band from Texas to Minnesota and the Dakotas. Corey James is a construction worker in Nashville. He says drinking plenty of fluids is key.
You just got to be sure to be hydrated, that's all. And watch yourself. If you start feeling cold, you know something's wrong. I've already had that happen to me once. I just got to the shade. Everything was all right after that.
And forecasters say the East Coast is in for another round of high temperatures next. In Syria, overnight violence in the city of Homs added to the dozens killed over the weekend. NPR's Deborah Amos in Beirut reports that this is raising fears that the five-month popular uprising has set off dangerous sectarian rivalries.
The city of Homs is closed, said a resident reached by phone. There's a general strike after a terrible night of gunfire until dawn. The trouble started when three mutilated corpses were discovered in a garbage dump. The dead were Alawites. Most of the state security forces belong to this Shiite Muslim sect, along with the Syrian president and the ruling elite. Residents, who are alarmed by the fury unleashed over the past few days, say revenge killings began against the Sunni Muslim majority in Homs, plunging the city to the edge of a civil war. On Friday, Homs had one of the largest peaceful demonstrations yet. The protesters are mostly Sunni. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
In Afghanistan, seven police officers have been poisoned and shot to death in the southern part of the country. The incident apparently took place at a checkpoint in an area about to transition to Afghan-led security. An official says the officers were killed Monday by one of their colleagues, who later escaped in a vehicle with several weapons. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he will focus on sustainable development during his second five-year term. Ban made his comments at a meeting of the World Trade Organization. He says sustainable development includes climate change, global health, women issues, and others. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Chinese media are saying that a clash at a police station that left four people dead was an organized terrorist attack. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing, this was the worst violence in the northwestern province of Xinjiang this year.
A state-run newspaper quoted a Xinjiang government spokesperson as saying that terrorists armed with grenades and bombs stormed local government offices in the city of Hotan. It said they injured two people there, and then they started to attack a nearby police station. The officials said they unfurled a flag with separatist messages on it. According to the report, the attackers set the police station alight, then killed hostages. It says six hostages were later set free. But one overseas group representing the Uyghur minority, who are Muslim and Turkic-speaking, tells a different story. It says police opened fire on a peaceful protest, killing 20 Uyghurs and arresting 70. 2 years ago, violence between Han Chinese and minority Uyghurs killed nearly 200 people. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Space Shuttle Atlantis undocked from the International Space Station for the last time early today. Over the last 12 years, the shuttle program played a critical role in the construction of the space station. Atlantis Commander Chris Ferguson paid tribute to the crew of the space station after undocking.
When a generation accomplishes a great thing, it's got a right to stand back and for just a moment admire and take pride in its work. From our unique vantage point right here, perched above the Earth, we can see the International Space Station is a wonderful accomplishment.
Atlantis is set to touch down in Florida on Thursday, bringing the NASA's shuttle program to an end. In Wisconsin, nine state senators face recall elections today in the wake of the controversial public union law. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News.